Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
Imagine when you're older and your grandkids say to you, Granddad, tell me about what it was like when you were young. And you say, I didn't really do much, to be honest, because I was worried about what other people would think of me. I never took my shirt off because I hated the way I looked. I didn't start that business because I was scared it might fail. Just think about how silly that would sound. You only get one go around at this thing. Blink and you'll miss it. Crack of the whip and then you're gone. So make it worth it.
In a world that's changing so quickly, the biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk. And I really think that that's true, right? I mean, a lot of people, I think that, you know, whenever it comes to, whenever you get yourself into a position where you have to make some big shift in direction or do something, you know, there are always, people are going to point to the downside risks of that decision. And locally, they're maybe right, right? I mean, it, for any given decision that you're going to make, there's upside and downside. But in aggregate, if you are stagnant and you don't make those changes, then I think you're guaranteed to fail.
So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. When I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, you know, there is no tomorrow from Rocky III. You know, there is no tomorrow. F*** that shit. Let's get all this shit done today.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
Now, one of the things I recommend to young people, especially true for people in their 20s, is that you should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out. Where's your limit? How much work can you do and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable. It's good to think about that as a goal. It's like you're trying to discover what your limitations are when you're in your 20s so that you can hit that edge so that you can sustain yourself across the decades. And so, yeah, because you don't want to have too much fun, right? Too much fun takes you out. You don't want to be the oldest guy at the disco. You know, it's not fun being the 40-year-old at the singles bar, precisely. So you want to make sure that what you're doing is age appropriate, and you want to push yourself in every direction that you can, but you should be doing that with an aim in mind. It's like you're trying to make yourself into a better and more competent person. And so some discipline along with the fun is a good idea.
Did I take enough risk? Did I put myself out
you
there enough?
You definitely didn't.
What's up?
You definitely did not. And here's how I know it. At least, again, one man's point of view, I'm not sure anybody is taking enough risk from 20 to 30.
Yeah.
It is the most interesting thing that I've been thinking about, which is it is never more practical to be disproportionately risky than from 22 to 30, yet everybody goes the other way because now they're the real world and it's time to prove something to their parents, to themselves, to everybody else, and everybody goes conservative.
The final thing I would encourage you to do is, now is the time to take risk. You don't have kids. As you get older, your obligations increase. And once you have a family, you start taking risk not just for yourself, but for your family as well. It gets much harder to do things that might not work out. So now is the time to do that before you have those obligations. So I would encourage you to take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Risk used to drive me right up the wall. I used to say, what if this happens? It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
It wouldn't kill you to try. You know, spending a long time getting a life you would actually want is about a million times better than getting a quick turnaround time on a life that you'll forever be disappointed with. You know, playing it safe seems just fine until you get to the last moments of your life and realize all the potential that you threw away and can never get back. And I will never know from experience what that feels like, but the thought of that realization is haunting.
How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
We actually have to re-embrace risk on a personal level and on a societal level. We have to take the risk of freely exchanging ideas because that's where innovation happens. We have to take the risk of being able to invest and reap the benefits of that risk. In a personal relationship, getting married is a risk. It is foregoing a current benefit for a future gain. Every decision you make is a risk. The biggest risk of all, of course, is the decision to be free and to take responsibility for your own choices. That's a major risk. But if you take that risk, you become a better and a stronger human being, a more contributing human being, a more valuable human being. You feel better about yourself. When we discard risk, we discard meaning. When we are coddled, we discard our own ability to be a fully adult human being. And here's the dirty little secret. No matter how much we try to discard the risk, you can't actually discard risk. It's inevitable because reality entails risk. We can choose to live free rather than coddled. It'll make us better people, more open people, more understanding people. And when we do that, I think that not only will we be saving the country and saving the civilization, we'll be saving ourselves.
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to move to, you're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. It's like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
The other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do?
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you'll never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't going to have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk.
It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's going to cost you something, but most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream because you're going to have to hurt a little bit.
What matters is at some point you have to identify what you want to do, and you've got to become the best in the world at that, period. Not really good. You've got to be the best in the world. So your thing in life, at something, you've got to become the best in the world at it. And if you're not prepared to go in with that mentality, you're never going to get anywhere. I'm speaking to all of you out there that want to do something unbelievable.
In your various fields of endeavor, you're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life, what your life's work will be. Once you discover what it will be, set out to do it and to do it well. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by signs that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Do things worth doing. And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life. They see it as a pure disadvantage. And so you can flip the fact that you have nothing going for you with you have nothing to lose. And that means that you can take lots of risks very quickly and end up in the exact same position you are, which is nothing. And so if you eliminate downside, it should decrease your action threshold, meaning you should be able to do more things faster rather than do fewer things because you don't have a great life or things going for you. And so I think if people flip that, a lot more people would take action because they actually realize the advantage of their position.
But no matter what challenges or setbacks or disappointments you may encounter along the way, you will find true success and happiness if you have only one goal. There really is only one, and that is this: to fulfill the highest, most truthful expression of yourself. Theologian Howard Thurman said it best. He said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive."
What would you do if you weren't afraid? I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail?
Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better.
You. I could go back to that moment and just not be afraid, just recognize that I look, whatever could be out there, I could have it.
Don't be scared to fail, and know wherever you are right now is not who you are, it's just where you are, you know. And if you fall, man, fall forward. Don't fall on your ass. You know, when they say it can't be done, you know, tell them you haven't tried yet. You know, can't be done by someone else. But I can't say that because I haven't tried it. And then you go try it.
Fear is universal. I think the only way to approach fear is you got to go right at it. You know, I read somewhere, the best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
Everyone thinks you're crazy until it works. And so, I mean, if you think of the outcome as the trump card, then all of the pain and suffering that you lead up to that point, if you're just, I'm trying to think of an appropriate saying, I was going to say balls deep certain, that no matter what, you will die or you will get there, then the likelihood that all of the things that you've done up to that point will then be justified in retrospect is super high. And I actually see that as super compelling as a thing to latch onto in harder times.
And you won't necessarily succeed at everything the first time you try. That's okay. Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time.
Whatever you're doing in your lives, we're all going to die one day. So don't get too caught up in the bullshit and the hype. Live your life while you're here, because you never know what's going to lie around. You've got heart attacks, disease, wars. Like, life can just hit you like that. So try and enjoy every day. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't get too caught up in the bullshit.
Play it out. What if you just never do anything? Maybe some people just need to stop dreaming. Maybe they need to accept their current reality and actually enjoy it. Because there's a lot of people when they're 70 and 80 and they didn't do their dreams. And if they went back, like, they didn't do anything, but that whole time they were dissatisfied because they didn't try. But what if they were just like, I have a good life. I have a wife who loves me. I've got some kids. I have a job that I don't mind it, pays the bills. I mean, if you go back 500 years, it wasn't people like, man, this is my passion. It's like, dude, I'm just rowing a boat across a ferry, and that's what I do, and that's what my dad did and his dad did. Like, this is how we eat. And so, like, we have these idealized versions of purpose that I think Instagram and all this stuff kind of make terrible. But, like, I think there's a lot of honor in work, period. And I think a lot of people fool themselves by thinking that what they do for some reason is not honorable. And I think a lot of it is like the internal versus external scorecard of, like, I was saying what I said earlier about, like, I believe these things to be true about the universe or, like, the world. But a lot of those are like, what do I believe about myself? Which is like, I can choose to do work in this way, which then I can derive joy from. So like, if I'm shoveling shit, I can choose to be like, I will be the best shit shoveler because I believe that I will figure out how to do this more efficiently. And I will get better, and I'll have calluses on my hands, and I'll have a better back and whatever. But I will do this well. And I think you can find joy in work if you decide to do it well. So on one hand, if your dream causes you so much pain, then you will quit what you're doing and do it. And if it doesn't cause you enough pain that you're not pursuing it, or that you don't, like, if you don't feel like you're in a cage right now, then maybe you're not in a cage, and maybe you just need to like the life you have, and that's cool too.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that, where I'm going? Home to get me? Ain't nobody there.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
Dream big, dare to dream, because everything is possible. Don't let anybody take away the dream. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. I actually think that the more disadvantaged childhood you have, the more difficulties and more challenges you have, the stronger you become. So don't really let anybody take away that dream from you. Nurture it, water it like you water the flowers. Even if you find only one person in this world that will accept, embrace, and support your dreams, find that person and dream big, because you can make it.
The reason I'm gonna get what I want out of life is because, unlike most, I'm willing to have nothing in the moment. Of course, it feels worlds better to have something right now, but unfortunately, what most people really want is not what's available right now. Those people with the best relationships, the best health, the best careers, it's because they were completely unwilling to settle for anything less than that. And you might think I'm overly optimistic because most people don't get those great outcomes, but I'm not most people, and you don't have to be either.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.